Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDverdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today on the program, we're spotlighting the music of Harry Gregson-Williams, a talented British composer who studied under Hans Zimmer back during the 1990s and then went on to establish a very successful career of his own. He scored a wide variety of movies over the course of his career, hasn't really been pigeonholed into one genre or another. He's done a lot of animated movies, done a lot of action thrillers for Tony Scott, Jerry Bruckheimer, folks like that, and everything in between. He's a somewhat inconsistent composer, not really somebody who can be relied on to deliver a tremendous score every single time out, but when he's on his game, the results are really impressive. And we're going to begin with what I feel is one of his best scores, written for the animated movie Sinbad, Legend of the Seven Seas. Just a terrific, tremendously entertaining, swashbuckling effort. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Music by Harry Gregson-Williams, written for Sinbad, Legend of the Seven Seas. Let's take a listen to another of his animated scores. This is music for Shrek Forever After, the fourth film in the Shrek franchise. Gregson-Williams collaborated with composer John Powell on the first Shrek film and then scored the rest of the sequels on his own. And Shrek Forever After, a score which contains a handful of original ideas, but for the most part is reprising and further developing some of the themes introduced way back when in the first film. And it's a very effective score, one of my favorites of the series. Let's take a listen. We'll be right back. Fine music by Harry Gregson-Williams, written for Shrek Forever After. Next up, a lovely understated score written for one of the smaller scale movies produced by Jerry Bruckheimer. It's called Veronica Guerin, and this particular track is one of my favorites. It features some really wonderful vocals from a child that Gregson-Williams actually heard on the street one day and brought into the studio to record something. Let's take a listen.
I alone, prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. I can't define on the ground. I rebel in Charlestown. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Love, light appeals of Athene Rye, where once we watched a small free bird fly. Our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athene Rye.
She'll wait and hope and pray for love and what me pay.
Music written for Veronica Guerin by Harry Gregson-Williams. Gregson-Williams has been attached to a number of blockbusters in recent years, but most of them haven't fared particularly well at the box office. He scored the remake of Total Recall, he scored Cowboys and Aliens, which was, of course, a big flop for Jon Favreau, and he also scored Mike Newell's Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, a reasonably entertaining movie, but one that just wasn't the big hit Disney was hoping it would be. Gregson-Williams' score is a lot of fun, though. Let's take a listen. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're spotlighting the music of composer Harry Gregson-Williams on the program today. Next up, excellent music written by Gregson-Williams for a film directed by Tony Scott, the somewhat poorly received epic Kingdom of Heaven. It's a movie that Hans Zimmer was initially supposed to score for Scott, and then he had to drop out for some reason. Gregson-Williams took over and did a really tremendous job. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Music written for Ridley Scott's Kingdom of Heaven by composer Harry Gregson-Williams, whose work we're spotlighting on the program today. Next up, we offer his score for The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the first film in the Chronicles of Narnia series. That series has sort of fallen by the wayside at this point. Three of C.S. Lewis's seven books were adapted for the big screen, and after that, they just stopped. But the movies never really quite managed to capture the charm or depth of the books anyway. The music for the first film is not bad. It's not one of Gregson-Williams' best scores. I feel it's a little generic at times, but it does have some nice ideas. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
That's music from The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. We'll wrap things up today with my favorite collaboration between Harry Gregson-Williams and the late director Tony Scott. This is music written for the thriller Spy Game, which starred Robert Redford and Brad Pitt. It combines organic and electronic elements very successfully and has a number of complex ideas littered throughout. I hope you'll enjoy it, and I hope you'll tune in again next week for some more music on the Sounds and Sights of Cinema. Until then, take care. I'll be back at you later.
Thank you.